Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is Metroscope, an Intercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. This time of year, there's lots of fall festivals going on, and one that's coming up on Saturday, October 26th, is helping out a great charity. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Nicole Ball and Nate Fultz with Fall Fam Fest. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's probably a pretty busy time for you guys. You've got a gigantic fall festival going on.
Yeah.
Nicole, tell me about it. What's happening?
Fall Fam Fest is a family-friendly festival for all ages. When we decided to do this, we wanted to do something that anyone from a baby all the way up to our 16-year-old kids could have a blast and do. So we took a bunch of their different ideas and we made it happen.
We take a whole bunch of local farms and we put them together on this property to sell their product. And okay. One of the products that we sell on this would be, like, for example, pumpkins.
Ooh.
And so we have a pumpkin patch, we have a petting zoo, and a reptile.
Yeah, we have a it's a reptile exhibit, mm-hmm. with 30 different reptiles based around Halloween. So we've got, like, scorpions, there's snakes, there's actually a little tiny baby alligator that's super cute.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We have face painting, balloon animals, there's different games, live music. We have a bunch of different local bands that have been coming out playing for us. It's
yeah, and a big name, we had Sonny Hess Band come out, which was awesome.
Nice.
And Silver
Hill was Silver this weekend. Hill.
And we've had a lot of great musicians come out in big support. And then, of course, you know, we have the hay bales and all that fun stuff for the kids. And the corn maze.
And the cow ride and all that kind of stuff.
What's the cow ride? It's not a road. Do you get to ride a cow?
No, it's we call it.
I want to ride a cow.
That would be fun.
We call it the cow train ride. And it's basically just a tractor that pulls the kids around and trailers and stuff. But in the industry, they call it a cow train ride.
Got it. So I have to rewind just a little bit and ask, we live in Oregon. Where do you find reptiles like scorpions and snakes and alligators? Where do you find those?
Actually, I met this really cool guy who owns the Newport Zoo, who has all the animals, the reptiles with a petting zoo. We actually have a baby kangaroo named Jenny that he's had for a while now. And so she actually loves pumpkins. And so she's out there visiting all the kids and stuff. So it's his zoo, but he brings it to us.
Very cool. So you are having an event coming up on October 26th. Is that right? On Saturday, October 26th. Tell me about that event.
On October 26th, it is going to be an all-around celebration. Ironic as it is, it's his daughter's birthday, so I decided to use it that day as our daughter's birthday to bring everybody in the community together. We're doing discount ticket sales and discount rides and all that for Snowcap. I don't know if you're familiar with Snowcap, but Snowcap is a very great organization that helps a lot of people out, especially in Gresham, with all different I mean, everything. They help you pay your rent. They help you pay your bills. If you're having a tight month and you need clothes for your kids because they keep growing too fast, they have a whole area that you can get clothes, coats, hats, shoes, food.
Even food.
Yeah. Everything you need, this organization can give it to you. And it's just, on a personal level, they've actually helped out a few of my friends. And it's just amazing what they do. So we really want to give back. So on the 26th, we're taking donations of food, but I would prefer to get coats, hats, gloves, all that, because we're supposed to have a really bad winter, and we're going to be presenting all that to them on the 28th. We have one of their main reps coming up. So
that's super awesome. Snowcap is one of those local nonprofits that's just been doing good for a long time. Yeah, they've been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, they've been around for since the 60s. It started off with a couple churches that came together to help out the community, and then it just kept growing from there.
So. I was looking at their website a little bit ago, and it said over those years, they've served 1.5 million people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't hear a lot about it, but they kind of, I think that's because they kind of humble themselves in it. They just do what they got to do and take the donations and move forward, which I think is a good thing. You know, you get a lot of organizations that really kind of put themselves out there. These guys are about helping, and I think that's a huge difference. And for us, that was why we signed with them, is they're really about helping people, and that's kind of where we are from and what we like to do. So
I learned about them the first time 10 years ago. My son's 15 years ago. My son was a preemie.
Time flies.
Yeah, well, these really sweet old ladies came around with these Afghan blankets and like little hats for the babies, and like, with the little note that just says, it just said, God bless you and take care. And it was kind of cool. And then as you're unraveling it, there was like a little mom kit in there. So there was like face wash and stuff for me. But my son was in the hospital for 5 weeks before I brought him home. And these really amazing ladies from Snowcap would come around to every single preemie baby and bring them a gift. And that's where I first kind of looked into it. And then as it went along, I found out that they've helped out my friends and all that kind of stuff from there.
So it's really personal for you.
It is. It's really amazing. I still have the blanket.
Yeah?
It's super cute. I still have it to this day.
What does it mean for you after all these years to be able to give back to the organization that helped you out?
Oh my God, it means so much. Like, it really does. It means a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many parents out there have had a preemie and what it's like and what you have to go through, but you literally, my son was in the hospital, and so I couldn't work. I couldn't do anything. I went to the hospital from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, and all these places came together and helped, and I never asked. I didn't want help. I'm very prideful, just so you know. Yeah. So to be able to give back and help them and be able to do all that is just amazing.
So on October 26th, what are the best things that people can bring? You know, you said coats, and that's probably the best
coats
thing,
would
right?
be really great. Hats, gloves, thick socks, everything. You know, kids, they don't really think about dressing warm, and as a mom, when you're struggling to keep your kids warm, anything as that you can think of, you know, and it doesn't have to be brand new. It can be used. It can be, you know, as long as it's gently used. You don't have to go to the, you know, Nordstrom's and buy a bunch of new stuff. It's anything you have around your house that you're not using. Pillows, blankets, anything that'll help them.
That's so great. What a cool thing to do.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And are you taking food donations too?
I am taking food donations, with it being more towards Thanksgiving time when this is coming around, like a month away. They do get a lot of food donations. So I asked what they needed, and that's what they said, more towards the clothes aspect. So
very cool. Now, how did you guys get Fall Fam Fest going? Did you start this?
No, not really.
Who started this?
This is more hers than mine.
I see.
We talked about doing something for families and kids, but it was more her coming to me with these twinkles in her eyes saying, we need to do something for kids and families, and me just giggling and saying, okay, well, I guess this is what we're going to do. So.
I'm really big on family. I am really, really big on family. And if you think about it, like, kids grow up so fast. And I know that with me and my son, well, my daughters now too, like, I like to do anything that I can keep a memory with. So Fall Fam Fest is something that you will do every year with your family, and you'll remember it. And it's fun. And there's, you know, we live in a scary world. So to do something fun and have something great like that, I mean, how many kids can say they got a picture with a kangaroo? How many kids
I don't know
say,
any kids yeah. can say that.
Exactly.
Well, if you ask my kids, they'll tell you that they're best friends with Jenny. So that's the kangaroo's
name. Jenny's a kangaroo.
Wow, I want to get it. Can I come and get a picture with Jenny?
You definitely can.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have to be under the age of 16?
No, actually, I think more parents do it than anybody else. There's so many parents that are taking pictures with her and putting it up on Facebook and all that. Like, parents are having just as good a time as the kids are.
How long have you been doing Fall Fam Fest?
This is our first year.
This is our first year doing it. We've done other different type of festivals, different things, but this is our first year for Fall Fam Fest, and we've... from past festivals and things that we've done, we decided to do this and to reach out to the families during the fall. And the fall is so fun. I mean, everybody loves the pumpkins and the, you know, like I said, the pumpkins, the corn, the smell in the air, everything. Yeah. Everybody, I love this time of year. It just makes me really smile and happy. And it, also, I think a lot of families come together this time of year.
They really do. So. I don't know. My son and I have been going to pumpkin patches, and we've gone through all of them. I think we've probably been to almost every single one in Oregon. And so we had an idea of like what we wanted to make it. But we reach out to everybody. So there's areas that a two-year-old would love. There's areas that the 16-year-olds would love. And I think what's cool about our festival is that we all work it. So our kids work it with us. We are literally a Fall Fam Fest where our family is working it with us. And so it's pretty cool to see us all come together as a team. And I couldn't be more prouder than of our kids that I am right now. Like, they've been pulling some crazy hours, and they've been doing such a great job.
You must have a big family if the whole family's out there helping out.
We do.
You do. Yeah, we do.
You both say that and roll your eyes a little bit. How come?
Lots of family. You know, when you have lots of family, you know, everybody knows family has, everybody has something to say. So when you have a big family, you've got a lot of people saying things. So from the moms to the grandpas to the to the great grandmas and grandpas.
And I always adopt new kids. So he might come home from work and we could have our normal three kids there, or we could have six or seven kids there. You never know how many kids we're going to have at our house at that time.
And that's a true statement. So yes. Lots of family.
Did you guys grow up on farms individually? You grew up on a farm?
I grew up farming and doing the whole farm life. So a lot of my family came from a little small town of Hay Springs, Nebraska, population 300.
Wow.
And so...
it's kind of a small place.
Yeah. Yeah, very small. And a lot of people that have been through the Midwest, especially over there, understand it's like when you're out there, there's not a whole lot out there. It's very... open, and it is so different from Oregon.
Yeah.
And so you come here and you see all the mountains and the trees, and you're just like, man, this place is awesome.
This is not Nebraska.
Yeah, this is not Nebraska. So, but yeah, a lot of my family had farming out there between cows and wheat farms and, you know, hay farms, all that.
Did you have pumpkin patches in Nebraska?
Yeah, they have pumpkin patches. They're a lot different there than they are here, though, because it's so open. So you have only so many. So like, for example, in Hay Springs, there would be maybe two pumpkin patches, you know, that are, the closest one to Hay Springs was 20 miles away. And then you would have another town that's another 20 miles away from that. And that's kind of where everybody went, was right to that pumpkin patch. To where here in Oregon, you know, you'll have a whole bunch of pumpkin patches within 20 mile circle radius because the population's so big. So it's just a little bit different. And the pumpkin patches there are ginormous. So like some of our biggest pumpkin patches here that I've seen in Oregon, you know, they're, you know, a quarter of the size of the ones there because they're serving such a large area of people from coming from all over the, you know, the counties and from different cities to it. So it's just a little bit different.
Where is the location of Fall Fam Fest?
It is, if you're coming from Portland, if you take exit 13, you would turn onto Vision, and it's about 2 miles down there. The physical address is 2925 Northwest Division Street, and then Gresham, Oregon.
So it's officially in Gresham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
You really can't miss this, though, because my son likes to throw around signs, so you'll see a little blonde boy out there tossing around signs.
He's the one flipping the signs around.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
So. We're literally in the same parking lot as Grocery Outlet. So literally, you can go into the Grocery Outlet parking lot, and at the back of the parking lot, there's this huge field, and that's us. We have the huge property in the back with the field, and that's where we're located.
So. You say it's a bunch of farmers that you brought together. right?
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff are we going to see there? What kind of farming is
well, so
going to be around?
For example, like the pumpkins. So we have different suppliers that we and farmers that we get pumpkins from. And then we have different people that we get, say, for example, Dan Learby, we got all of his corn from him. And so for the corn maze and stuff like that, and that will be there. And then, of course, the animals. We have the animal, which is I call farm, but he likes to call a zoo down in Newport. And so that's kind of cool because you have goats and sheep and stuff that, you know, you're figuring farm animals. And we have Blaine from Newport Zoo that brings those in. And so it's like, again, a whole bunch of different people bringing in different stuff that makes the farm atmosphere, which is really cool.
Yeah. And can you get stuff? Can I come out and buy a pumpkin?
Yeah, pumpkins. We have pumpkins for sale there at 40. They're 40 cents a pound.
Yeah.
And we have all sorts of different types of pumpkins. And then, like, we have the Caltrain ride where the kids can go into the trailer and be pulled around. And, you know, it's kind of cool. And, of course, the kids get to pick their own pumpkins. We have different sizes from small to big to large ones. So.
And we have face painting. We've got a guy that... he just actually randomly hit me up and goes, I know about your event. Can I come out there and do balloon animals and stuff? He's a riot. He's super awesome.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's a skill.
Yeah. And then along with the, you know, all the live music that we have, I believe on the 26th, we've got Ben Rice playing that day. He's a local musician around in this area. And I think if everything plans out right, we should be having our, my daughter's trying to put down our craft table. So I told her if she does it, it's all up to her. So she's trying to do a craft table to be able to make picture frames for everybody to get their pictures taken and then take that home with them. So
you've got a pretty crafty family, right?
Oh yeah. Come check out the place. We did it all ourselves. Like literally we have built this from ground up. I mean, we have a great team. We have an amazing team that has helped us, but it's a very small family team that has done this.
I can sense the passion you both have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
kind of kids at heart still, too, right?
Well, I'm a huge kid at heart. He's worse than I am. But
I kind of sense that. I don't know if I've even changed from my kid part. I don't know.
Still 10.
I still feel like I'm in my teens, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk more about the event happening on the 26th, Saturday the 26th. What time does it start?
At 12 o'clock. And it's from 12 to 6. The band won't start playing until about 1 o'clock. But during that time, you can come in, you can check out the petting zoo, the reptiles, like I said, the face painting, the corn maze. We're going to have it all, actually.
And it's happening rain or shine?
Rain or shine, yeah.
Awesome.
We live in Oregon.
I know.
It's always going
to
rain.
Everything has to be rain or shine here, right?
And even if it's snowing, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, it's almost true because it's Oregon. We have people that show up with rain boots on and it could be sunny out, but you just never know. So
right.
They still show up in the rain boots.
Yeah, rain doesn't stop us.
No.
No. We're not made of sugar. We're not going to melt.
No.
Right?
Well, I mean, I am, but the sugar hardened up, so, you know.
Definitely not in Oregon. I always tell people and joke around about it, this isn't a tan, this is rust. So
that's funny. I've not heard that, and I've lived in Oregon for a very long time. And it also, on the 26th, it's a benefit for Snowcap.
It is. And if people want to bring in... You know, if you want to do a cash donation, we will have it set up online to where you can do that. If you feel more comfortable doing that than bringing in coats and, you know, winter wear. But that's really what I'm looking for is winter wear. That whole entire day is going to be for them. Everything, you know, everything we can do is going to be for them just to give back.
How are you going to collect all this stuff? Do you have a place to keep it? Do you have a big
barrel
you're going to keep it in?
We actually have horse troughs. That you would see at a barn that they're going to put in there. And then, to be honest, my daughter Kira and I are very excited when she gets out of school on Monday to go donate everything. We've got a big truck. I'm hoping to fill up the whole entire truck. How big is that truck, the white one?
It's 18 foot. It's an 18 foot box truck.
That's our goal, is to fill
that. So if we can fill that 18 foot box truck, that'd be
fingers crossed. That's amazing.
Yeah,
That'd be really cool.
Does Snowcap know you're doing this for them?
Yeah. Actually, they didn't. I don't think she actually believed me when I called her at first. And I was like, hey, because I've done other events too. And I've worked a lot of little different events and given back to them. But I was like, this one's going to be huge. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it huge. And then I'm actually kind of a shy person. You wouldn't know that. So me doing this is like a really big deal. And so that's what I told her. I was like, I'm going to do a radio station commercial thing for this so we can get as much stuff as we can. And she's like, are you serious? And that's when I was asking her exactly what you guys need. I mean, what can we do to help? What do you need the most? And that's when she said, warm clothes. You can never turn away warm clothes. And then we joked about Oregon and how, you know, because the day she was talking to me about it was actually sunny outside, which was kind of ironic. And then the next day it was a downpour. But yeah.
Yeah, you just never know. Mm-hmm. And we've all heard, I think you and I were talking about this, Nicole, that it's supposed to be a nasty winter. We've heard that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really bad. And I don't think kids should go without. I really don't. So if I can give back to the kids, even if I only help out, you know, my goal is to help out thousands of them. But, you know, whatever I can do to help back and give back to those kids, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, if somebody's just joining us, maybe they missed the part that Snowcap is personal for you. They helped you out.
Yeah. They did. I didn't even ask for it. But with my son being a preemie and being born early, these wonderful women came around and they had made blankets for all the kids, all the preemies, and left it there for us with a little note. And I still have the note. I still have the blanket. And it meant so much because it was some stranger that didn't know me. She didn't know me from Joe Blow. She didn't know me and my son's story. She didn't know anything. And for them to leave me something like that and then to actually come back and check on you and you don't know these people, I don't know, gives you faith back in humanity. Makes you love people a little bit more.
Are you, this is kind of a dumb question, but how happy are you to be helping out Snowcap and giving back to them?
It literally means the world to me. It really does. If I could do this all the time and give back, I really would. Like, I would help out as much as I could, especially with kids. Like, you could ask anybody that knows me and they will say, Nicole is a very big mom and she loves kids. And that's me. I don't care if I don't think I've ever met a kid that doesn't like me. Yeah. Like, I love kids. He was trying to talk to me the other day, and there was a little boy, and I was hanging out with him instead. He was so cute. He was 2 years old, and his name was Jeffrey, and he was scared of the goats. So I took him in there, and we played with goats for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, helped him face his fear, and he entertained me. I love kids.
That's awesome. It sounds like you were doing the perfect thing for you then.
Yeah. I think that's what I was put on earth for, cool. Is to be a big mom.
So besides all the kids stuff that's happening at Family Fall Fam Fest, what can adults do?
Well, we have the live music there, which is great for the adults. But I think what really most adults like myself like is when we hear that there is a bar. And yes, there is. There's a beer garden / bar there. So they can go get some adult beverages. And we also have food there for them as well. So they can hang out, eat, have adult beverages, watch their kids, and we'll have coffee and cocoa and all that stuff there as well.
We have everything you can think of that you're going to have at a a warm festival. So we have apple ciders, we have hot chocolates, coffee, and of course there's, you know, some really good whiskey to put in each one of those. But the biggest thing that we did is with the bands that we picked bands that that could play for everybody, you know, kind of an old classical music. So the goal of that was to get the parents up dancing and having a good time. And, you know, bringing their youth back in a way while their kids are having fun.
And we're not that, you know, we're still, I would say, considered ourselves to be younger parents, but I don't know, I guess we're not, but I guess you consider that. But we still, as parents, you still want to have your fun. So that's part of the reason we decided to put a beer garden and a bar in there is because I think in Oregon and Portland especially, it fits. It really does. Portland loves their bars and their beer gardens, and they love their IPAs.
Isn't this the beer capital of the world, really?
Yeah. It is.
Maybe outside of Germany, but still, it's a pretty big one.
Yeah, so it was a no-brainer for that.
And we've got some really great IPAs and some specialty drinks, and, you know, I happen to be one of the bartenders, too, so.
What don't you do? Jiminy.
Sleep.
Okay.
This is true.
Neither of us sleep.
We don't sleep.
I'm looking at the website, and on the list of food, the very first thing is turkey legs.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty awesome.
That was his idea. He says it would be so cool to have people walk around with big old turkey legs. And I was like, well, that's actually a great idea. It gets you ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the turkey legs are great. The corn on the cob is super delicious, like, because it's barbecued, so it just, so good.
There is nothing better than barbecued corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So give me the date, the time, the location, everything in the last minute or so that we have. Let us know everything we need to know so we can get there and go.
So it's October 26th. It'll be from 12 to 6. You can get up on our website. It's fallfamfest.com. we'll be going all day. Actually, we'll be going that whole weekend. So, yeah. You don't have to pre-buy tickets because there's originally we're going to have a charge to come in, but we're not. So you just come in for free, and then each little event costs a couple dollars, but nothing's over, I don't think anything's over $4. We're trying to keep the price down so everybody can do it. There's not going to be a family out there that can't do it. So that's our biggest goal, is to keep it reasonable.
And bring a donation for Snowcap.
Bring a donation for Snowcap and you will get discounts.
So warm winter coats, food, did you say food? Food
you can do food, but we would, I mean, you can do canned goods and stuff like that. We just don't want perishable stuff. Right. But the biggest goal is warm clothes, you know, old blankets that you're not going to use anymore. Maybe an old sleeping bag, a nice coat that you really wanted to buy from the store, but you've never worn it. Because I have like 10 of those.
Yeah, who doesn't have a couple of those in the closet?
I have so many. I am so horrible about that. You know, shoes. Shoes is another one. Boots. Mm-hmm. You know, with this winter being really cold, I really want to make sure, you know, we can help out as much as we can and, you know, all the kids are warm.
Yeah. Well, for being your first year, you seem like you've got it all together. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it's going to be like the most perfect event ever.
Oh. He's pretty smart with it, so don't tell him I told you that. But okay. He's pretty smart.
He didn't hear that. We're not on the radio talking about it.
Yeah.
Did you just point at me?
No, I pointed at you. Yeah,
Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. This was fun, and good luck with the event.
Yeah, come check us out. Come down.
I've been talking today with Nicole Ball and Nate Foltz with Fall Fam Fest. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.